The season following Epiphany is a season of discovery, a season of discovery about the identity of Jesus, and also of discovery about the ways in which our relationship with God and Jesus may fulfill our deepest needs, answer our most personal questions. The Magi seek a king. They're led by a star. John the Baptist preaches and offers baptism for the repentance of sins, and Jesus comes to the water to be baptized himself. And today we meet Nathanael, a Jewish man in Cana of Galilee, who reads the scriptures and prays sitting under his fig tree, and who's familiar with the prophecies of Moses and the prophets about the one who will come to deliver his people. Philip, a friend of Nathanael, comes to him and tells him that he has found the one written about in Scripture. He's found the Messiah, and that that Messiah is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. Nathanael responds with a cutting remark, offering a joke about the neighboring village of Nazareth from which Jesus came. "Can anything good," he says, "come out of Nazareth?" And Philip responds, "Come and see." Jesus, we're told, saw Nathanael coming to him and told him that he was a genuine Israelite in whom there was no guile, no trickery, no deceit. And Nathanael said, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you when you were under the fig tree." And Nathanael exclaimed in response, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." An epiphany indeed, one which you and I might beg for in our own lives, one which we ought to remember whenever we're discussing our faith with others. The words that led Nathanael to Jesus to find the Messiah were a simple invitation: "Come and see." A simple invitation which, by the grace of God, just might open the doors to God's heavenly kingdom for someone to whom the invitation is addressed. Come and see. "You will see heaven opened," Jesus tells Nathanael. "You will see heaven opened." And so Nathanael did in the person and work of the man from Nazareth. An epiphany indeed. Come and see.